Willa crept through the darkened forest, following the faint scent of chimney smoke on the midnight air. The silver strands of the clouds passing in front of the moon cloaked her movements in shadow, and she made little sound stepping across the cold, wet leaves she felt beneath her bare feet. All during the night, she'd been moving down the slope of the mountain into the small valley where the homesteaders lived. When she came to the rocky edge of the river, she knew she was getting close to what she'd come for. She didn't know the river's mood here, so she avoided the dark and dangerous currents by climbing up through the gnarled limbs of the craggy old trees and asking for their help. As the branches reached out over the water to hold her, they rustled in the wind, talking to one another, as if concerned about where she was going. Her tunic of woven green cane flexed with the movements of her body as she climbed, the branches of the trees holding her gently, intertwining wrist and arm, ankle and leg, then letting go in turn, helping her across with the care they would give a sapling granddaughter. She made her way, hand over hand, above the misty breath of the tumbling river, then slithered down a trunk on the other side. "Thank you," she whispered to the trees, touching one spark with the palm of her hand as she left them behind her. Passing a tranquil pool of starlit water among the stones at the river's edge, she glimpsed her reflection. A 12-year-old willow wisp of a forest girl with long, dark hair, a rounded face with streaked and spotted skin, and emerald green eyes. Wherever she went in the forest, her skin and hair and eyes took on the color and appearance of the green leaves around her. If she paused near the trunk of a tree, she turned so brown and barken that she became nearly invisible. And now, as she looked into the water, she saw her face for just a moment before it took on the color of the water and the nighttime sky above her, and she disappeared, her dark blue cheeks dotted with glistening stars. She came from a clan of forest people that the Cherokee called the Old Ones and told stories about around their campfires at night. The white-skinned homesteaders referred to her kind as night thieves, or sometimes night spirits, even though she was as flesh and blood as a deer, a fox, or any other creature of the forest. But she seldom heard the true name of her people. In the old language, which she only spoke with her grandmother now, her people were called the Farren. Willa stopped at the edge of the forest and blended her skin into the surrounding textures of green. Tendrils of leaves wrapped around her. She became all but invisible.